Hi, my name is Percy, and today we're conducting the pain survey. So your participation, I'm sorry?
Hello, okay.
Hi, so today we're conducting a short public opinion survey. So your participation is voluntary, but really important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations. So would you mind sharing your zip code?
48234.
182-1-8234, am I right?
Yes, ma'am, correct.
All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
5-22-60.
1960?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, so in terms of gender, do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
I'm a male.
All right. And back in the 2020 general presidential elections, for who did you vote for?
Is it 2020?
Mm-hmm. So 4 years ago.
Who? Was Obama running?
No, it was Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Well, I voted for Joe Biden.
You voted for Joe Biden? All right, thank you. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm not.
All right. Would you mind sharing your race?
African-American.
African-American. All right, thank you. So are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
All right. So as you may know, there's going to be elections for offices like President and U.S. Congress this November. So how likely are you to vote in those elections? Are you going to definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances to be 50? Definitely. All right, thank you. So how do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general elections? Would you say voting in person? Right, but would you say voting in person on election day, voting by mail, or voting early in person?
Always by mail.
Vote by mail, all right. So no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel like the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power, 5 means some power, and 10 means a lot of power?
5.
All right. Could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10?
100%.
Really extremely motivated?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your opinions towards some people on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 basically means you don't like them, a 5 is neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. So the first person is Josh Shapiro.
But I've never heard of him, so I can't say.
All right, no worries. Tim Walz.
I never heard of him either.
Donald Trump.
0.
Kamala Harris.
5.
Mark Kelly.
Never heard of him either.
Joe Biden.
I like Joe. 5.
Five? All right. What about J.D. Vance?
I don't think I care too much for him.
All right. No worries. So on a scale of 0 to 10, where do you think you would put him then? A 10 meaning you like them, a 5 meaning neutral, and a 0 meaning you don't like them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, a what?
0.
0? All right. Thank you. What about Barack Obama?
5.
5. All right. Thank you. So, in your opinion, what do you think are the most important issues facing the country today? And you can select up to 3 issues of the ones I'm going to mention you. So the list goes reducing racism and discrimination, affordable quality housing, rising cost of living, better transportation systems, affordable quality health care, protecting and expanding voting rights, access to good jobs, abortion, immigration, public safety, including gun violence, climate change and the environment, criminal justice and police reform, or access to quality education?
Racial and discrimination.
All right. Would it be just that one?
Yes.
All right. Well, would you mind choosing another 2 that also may be important to you?
Okay. How about, did you say the gun control also?
Yes, I did say gun control.
Yes, gun control.
All right. And one more? Or would you say that just none of the rest are important to you?
Climate change.
and climate change. All right, perfect. Thank you so much. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for the November 2024 for president were being held today, for who would you vote for? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or some other third-party candidate like Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris, all right. And would you say you're going to vote for Kamala Harris, or are you just voting against Donald Trump?
I'm voting for Kamala Harris.
All right. Well, as of today, Vice President Harris isn't really officially a nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed that she will be during the Democratic National Convention. So if Vice President fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the U.S., would that make you more motivated to vote for her, or less motivated, or would it make no difference?
More motivated.
Somewhat more motivated.
Huh?
Would that make you much more motivated to vote for her, or somewhat more motivated?
Much, much more.
All right. So compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party more favorable, less favorable, or does it make no difference? Because, like, are they the same?
More favorable.
Much more favorable, or somewhat more favorable?
Much more.
All right, thank you. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, by some, a little, or not at all?
By a lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. So when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, how much do you trust Kamala? A lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Well, you know, she was an ex-prosecutor, so I trust her a lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. So for each of the following traits that I'm going to mention you, I would like if you could please tell me if this describes Kamala Harris to you. If it really describes her, somewhat describes her a bit, or does it really not describe her? So the first one is someone young? She is someone young girls can look up to.
Somewhat, yeah.
Is prepared to be president.
I think he's ready. A lot.
Really? A lot? All right. Governs with an iron fist.
Somewhat.
Fights for all of us.
Somewhat.
Is tough on crime.
A lot.
Represents the AAPI community.
Somewhat.
Is a strong black woman.
Not somewhat.
And restricts rights to the trans and LGBTQ community.
A lot.
A lot. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to tell you more about Vice President Kamala Harris. And if you could please tell me if based on each of the statements, if this makes you much more favorable to support her, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, much less favorable, or does it make absolutely no difference? So the first one is, Kamala started a program called Back on Track as a district attorney to give first-time drug offenders a chance to earn a high school diploma and find employment.
Much more favorable.
Kamala forged her career defending victims of exploitation, whether it's sex trafficking or revenge porn. She was one of the first to bring attention to this and provide legal protections for these victims.
Much more favorable.
In 2004, as district attorney, Kamala was one of the first elected officials anywhere in the U.S. to marry same-sex couples.
I really don't care about that.
All right, so would that be no difference then?
No difference.
All right. Kamala is a proud alumnus of Howard University, the historically black university where she became a member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., and remains actively engaged in advancing their mission on uplifting black communities.
A lot.
Kamala is dauntingly referred as Mamala by her niece and her two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
Can you repeat that, please?
For sure. Kamala is dauntingly referred to as Mamala by her niece and two stepchildren for the loving and supportive presence she has been in their lives.
Oh, I don't care about what they call her.
All right, so
that.
No difference then?
Yeah, no difference.
All right. And Kamala was the first attorney general in the country to require a statewide policy agency to wear body cameras, an explicit bias training program for police officers.
A lot.
Oh, much more favorable. All right, thank you. So kind of having heard all those statements, could you please rate your level of motivation again for voting in this year's upcoming election, where a zero means not at all motivated and a 10 meaning extremely motivated?
10.
10, all right. And once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you personally feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means no power at all and a 10 means a lot of power?
10.
10, all right. So I know it's still a long way off, but if elections for the November 2024 for president were held today, for who would you vote for? This being Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris or some third-party candidate like Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Ms. Harris.
Harris, all right. And would you say you're going to vote for her because you want to vote for her, or are you just voting against Donald Trump?
Well, it can be both of them. I think I really want to vote for her, and I don't want to see Donald Trump in office.
All right. So you would say that's really because you want to vote for her? Like, you want her as president then?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So do you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you? Would you say you trust her a lot, only some, a little, or not at all?
No, I'm voting for her, so I have to trust her a lot, Nick.
All right. And when it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust her a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some.
All right. So which of the following would you say you get your main sources of news from? And you can choose up to three if you would like. So the list goes like, do you get your news from national newspapers or social medias and MSNBC, local TV news, Fox News, local newspapers, family or friends, CNN, or some other?
Local news and CNN.
CNN and local news. All right, thank you. So are you in, like, in a group chat for text communication with others? And if so, if you do happen to be in one of those group chats, how often do you talk about presidential elections? Would you be very often? Not in group chats? All right. So in politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Born Democrat.
Democrat, all right. And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Well, right now, this upcoming election, I'm very strong.
Very strong. All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I completed the 12th grade.
12th grade. All right, thank you. So, all right, thank you. So what is your marital status?
Divorced,
all right. So are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No, I'm not.
No? All right. And last year, that is 2023, would you mind sharing what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like, or I can give you some ranges.
$45,000.
All right. So would you say in between $54,000 around there?
In between.
In between? All right, thank you. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so, so, so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you too. Have a good day.
All right, thank you so much. Goodbye.